Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. And it's time now for us to return to our Lorain County's first response series, a project of Lorain County's Attisport, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. Today, we're here to talk about family supports in Lorain County, and here to help us do that is the Director of Program Services with the Attisport of Lorain County, Christine Robinson, joining us here in studio. Christine, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's get into family supports in Lorain County, and of course, it's an appropriate time to bring this up because the holidays are here. Although Matt and I have this debate constantly on the show, he thinks that the holidays arrived a few weeks ago.
I do, yes.
I think that they just recently arrived. But however you look at this, the holidays are certainly here. And, you know, for a lot of folks, you know, that have lived what is deemed a normal life, you know, we sometimes take this time for granted. But for those who are struggling with addiction, you know, it can certainly be a little bit challenging around the holidays.
Oh, absolutely. The holidays can be difficult no matter what, and then you add addiction to the mix, and it can really cause a big stressor for families. For those whose loved ones are active in addiction, they may be thinking about the losses that have occurred along the way in the course of the addiction, wondering where their family member is and what they'll be doing on Christmas, hoping that they'll be safe and secure during these holiday seasons. And also for families whose loved one is in early recovery, it can be a very confusing time because they may not know how to deal with family traditions. What do we do around alcohol? How do we talk about this as a family? Do we ignore it? Do we confront it? And it can just be very challenging to know how to deal with those situations.
How does one approach that? Because I think those are two very interesting questions there towards the end. You know, how do you bring up the idea of serving alcohol there? If you think that's going to be a problem, how do you avoid it? And I guess on top of that, you know, how do you bring that up in discussion?
Sure. And I think it's just bring it up and not being afraid to talk to your loved one about what they need in their recovery, and to talk about how family traditions may need to be tweaked a little bit so that everybody can enjoy the circumstance in a healthy, sober way. We'll be talking in a couple minutes about different family support groups, and I think that they are a wealth of information, and families can go and learn from other families what they've done in the past and what's worked for them during the holidays, and also learn from counselors too about what may be dangerous around serving alcohol and how to handle those conversations.
How important is that open line of communication between someone and a family member who may be battling with addiction, even for the person who may battle that addiction, to say, look, I'm not comfortable with alcohol being served here?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. And, you know, if the person is taking those steps and working in recovery, they may not know how to have those conversations either. And so many times bridges have been broken within families, and just beginning to have those conversations can really mend those fences and bring those connections back together in meaningful ways.
Sticking with the holiday season here, what kinds of suggestions do you have for families who are going through some of these things this time of the year? I think it's interesting. We kind of alluded to this a little while ago. You know, this is a magical time of the year for a lot of folks, but sometimes that just adds more pressure in these situations.
It absolutely does. I think there is a lot of pressure to make things magical, to make it beautiful, to, you know, enjoy that snow falling. And sometimes it's not just that easy. So I think if families can be gentle with themselves, be kind to themselves, recognize that some of that magic can be a little bit of a myth sometimes, and to try to connect with the meaning of the holiday for you, and to really focus on that. And also, don't compare yourself to others. We see a lot of messages on TV and on commercial and these beautiful holiday movies, and they're not real. And to remind yourself that everybody is just struggling through these same days the same as you are. The other piece of advice I would give is to not compare yourself to things you see on social media. People tend to post the most happiest things that they're going through and leave out the struggles that they have. So focusing on what other people have going on in their social media feeds, probably not the wisest thing if you're struggling during this time. there are many family supports that are available that people can take advantage of. And is it okay if I share several
sure,
of them?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Please.
The Lakota Way has a family group that provides an education piece followed by a support component. And they offer that 2 times a week at their different office locations. And you know, a family member doesn't have to have their loved one be a client of the Lakota Way. They can attend that group no matter what. Second, Let's Get Real is a recovery community organization that we have here in Lorain County, and they have a really nice family group that meets weekly that also has a children's component that meets concurrently. So it's a really nice resource for parents or grandparents maybe who have custody of their grandchildren who can go and get support, and their kiddos can get support at the same time. Next, there's Solace, which is a peer-led support group for those whose loved ones are in active addiction or early recovery. And it's really just a sharing space where families can come and get support from one another and feedback on what has worked and what has not worked. For those who enjoy the 12-step program, Al-Anon and Families Anonymous are really great resources that we have available here in Lorain County. And then finally, I want to mention that the Lakota Way also partners with the Hospice of the Western Reserve to provide a grief support group for family members who may have lost someone due to their addiction. And they offer several cycles of that per year. And if someone were struggling with grief and were interested in that group, they could just give the Lakota Way a call to find out more about that.
Certainly. You mentioned the Lakota Way family group mm-hmm. and then the Let's Get Real family group in there mm-hmm. as well. Sometimes I think that might be something that's overlooked by families who are dealing with addiction or grief for that matter mm-hmm. as well. And they don't always think, well, maybe I should be going to these types of things. What kind of things do you guys go over in those situations with them?
Sure. Each group kind of has its own personality,
sure, yeah.
which is why it's nice that there's several different resources for support. And some are more topic-driven and some are more sharing-driven, but a lot of times things that come up are how to cope, how sure. to handle situations, where do I find the line between enabling my loved one and setting boundaries that I feel comfortable with, especially around the holidays. New yeah. issues can certainly pop up. And it absolutely is incredible to watch someone hear from a family member who's going through exactly the same thing, know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest piece, just knowing you're not alone in this struggle.
Yeah, I think that's a big part for everyone, all those facing addiction and those trying to help a loved one kind of get over that, knowing that someone else has been through this and you can get through it.
Absolutely. Provides a lot of hope for people.
Yeah. Again, we're being joined by Christine Robinson, Director of Program Services with the Lorain County Addisport here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I think that's my major takeaway here for the last few minutes. There's just so much relatable material with all of these programs. You know, I think a lot of folks that go through this process might not necessarily be aware of all the resources at their disposal, and not just to have a resource, but I think the biggest thing I take away from this is the fact that you have resources available to you with folks who have actually been down this exact same road before who can certainly help.
Absolutely. And another piece is all of these resources are free. They don't cost anyone a dime, and they're available weekly. You know, these programs have purposefully planned their days of meeting so that they don't overlap with one another. So a person could really get support several days a week if they needed it.
And because there are so many different programs that are available and there are so many folks who have actually gone through these same kinds of things before, it's important to note that these are readily available, and we'll get to that right now. I mean, if there are families out there, you know, wondering what should they do about going about getting more information, is there someone they can reach out and call? Is there a website where there's more information where they can find all this information? You mentioned that it's free, all the more appealing to those mm-hmm. who are in this situation right now. How can they access these support groups?
Absolutely. These support groups can be accessed by calling any of the agencies that I mentioned, but it's much easier than listing a whole bunch of mm-hmm. phone numbers. You can give me a call at the Addis Board, 440-282-9920, and I'll be happy to give this information to you and help you figure out what's the best match for support for you.
And there's a great deal of support inside the addiction world and outside the addiction world as well. I simply say that because as we're talking here, you mentioned, you know, don't compare yourself to those on social media. Don't compare yourself to those who are kind of living in la-la land of those Hallmark specials. You know, there's a lot of really good relatable material there, yeah. too, because oftentimes we get caught up in the holiday spirit, and that's great. But it's also nice to come back to reality and understand that, you know, you're not living in that Hallmark movie.
Right. Nobody gets the Lexus with the big bow.
I wish.
Yeah, that would be very nice if we could all walk out of here with a big old Lexus and a gigantic bow at the end of the day. But again, not necessarily realistic. Well, Christine, we've covered a lot of ground here. Thank you so much for stopping by in studio and chatting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Again, Christine Robinson, Director of Program Services with the Lorain County Addis Board, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about family supports here in Lorain County. It's all part of Lorain County's First Response Series, a project of Lorain County's Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration Award SP080284, First Responders, Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return after this here on AM 930 WEOL.